The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Item of the Week. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, so shop now with BubbleGenius.com and pick up their Fresh Pick Suds Flower Soap Gift Pack. A selection of pretty flower soaps and a host of delicate floral scents, and you can carry your flower soaps with you in an adorable little reusable vinyl bag. Only $12 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code BobAndChez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now, let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Right on!
With Bob Zeska and Chez Pazienza.
You know, before I answer any more questions, there's something I wanted to say. Having received all your letters over the years, and I've spoken to many of you, and some of you have traveled, you know, hundreds of miles to be here, I'd just like to say, get a life, will you, people? I mean, for crying out loud, it's just a TV show. I mean, look at you. Look at the way you're dressed. You've turned an enjoyable little job that I did as a lark for a few years into a colossal waste of time. I mean, how old are you people? What have you done with yourselves? You must be almost 30. Have you ever kissed a girl? I didn't think so. There's a whole world out there. When I was your age, I didn't watch television. I lived. So move out of your parents' basements and get your own apartments and grow the hell up.
Happy New Year!
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
It is Monday, January 4, 2016, and this is the Bob and Chez Show presented by BubbleGenius.com. I'm Bob Zeska. That's Chez Pazienza sitting right over there.
Yo.
Wearing his Baby New Year outfit, his Baby New Year cosplay, the big giant hat, the diaper.
I don't look like Dan Bedan. I really hope he went as Baby New Year for some New Year celebration. Somewhere.
That'd be so goddamn funny. I would pay cash money for photos. I'm serious about that.
It's terrifying. It's a terrifying thought.
We are brought to you every week by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best soap in the world. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. Best lawyer I've ever, ever had. By the way, you can get free legal advice from Charles Bowen. Head over to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez or click the link of the podcast page, just the same as it was in 2015, so it will be in 2016. Okay, so we're doing a special Monday show. It's Monday. Monday. And we just got back from 2 weeks off. 2 weeks off from the podcast. Not 2 weeks off from everything. I only wish it had been that way. But, and right away, right at the end of the two-week break, first big story, 2016. And, of course, it's a bunch of military cosplay yahoos in Oregon. So we thought we'd come in and do a Monday show in lieu of our Tuesday show. So there won't be a show tomorrow because we're doing the show today. And there'll be another show on Thursday. But we're doing the show today so we can talk about what's happening in Oregon.
Yeah.
Or as some people say, Oregon. But I'm told it's Oregon. Whatever.
Oregon. I don't care.
You
know what? Before we even get started... I didn't want to be that guy, you know, the one who, when everybody, when everyone on Facebook with a gleam in their eye and hope in their hearts were all screaming about how 2015 was gone and 2016 was going to be a great year. I didn't want to piss on their little parade by saying, no, you know what, it's going to be worse. Because that's where we are now. Every year is crazier than the last.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we are on, and to quote Aliens, we're on an express elevator to hell.
But you know what?
Every year it gets worse in terms of the insanity.
I spent.
So I don't think, you know, when this happened so soon after the first of the year, I just kind of rolled my eyes like, there it is.
Right. And there, by the way, there's the first F word of 2016. Very good.
Yeah, awesome.
So yesterday when I'm reading about this militia takeover of this federal building at this wildlife refuge in Oregon, you know, my initial reaction was, oh, holy crap. I mean, here we go again. Another Bundy Ranch kind of situation with a bunch of these yokels getting together and pretending to carry out some sort of 1776 revolution.
Yeah. And they've been playing, yeah, and a lot of them are like, especially some of the, I know some of the ones that they talk to on TV, you know, they're basically kids.
Yeah.
And they've been playing Call of Duty, so they've got the they've got the lingo down pat, you know. Yeah. You know, we're danger close here, and a solid copy there.
Danger close. Oh, my God. Yeah, so today, I'm totally, like, laughing at it. I'm just... Just laughing at the cosplayers in Oregon, just having their little cookout, whatever the hell they're doing.
Well, they're a joke. I mean, they're an absolute joke. But the problem is, the thing that I'm writing about right now that I'm putting together is, yeah, they're a joke, and by all means, mock them. You know, Y'al-Qaeda and Vanilla ISIS and, you know, their jihadists. That's awesome. It's great
jihadists.
Stuff.
Jesus.
You know, and by all means, yes, point and laugh at these clowns. The problem, though, is that they are very edgy and they're heavily armed.
That's right.
And that's the problem. The problem is these idiots have AR-15s.
Yeah, and what they don't accomplish there in the visible sense in Oregon, where all the press has descended onto this wildlife refuge in, where is it, Eastern Oregon, which is like no man's land.
Yeah.
Burns, Oregon.
Burns, Oregon. So all the press is there. Everyone's watching that. But, you know, these guys are everywhere, and it's only a matter of time before someone walks into another federal building unannounced and starts shooting it up.
Yeah.
Because
it's going to happen.
Yeah, because that's what they do. I mean, if I was on a first-name basis, like if I had Christopher Guest's email address, I would say, you know what, this is your next mockumentary, these guys, because they're so utterly delusional. And again, part of what's informing my view today of this militia takeover of this wildlife refuge, which is really like 12 guys and not enough food. We'll get to the snack situation here in a second. But what's really informed it too is Dan Bedondi's rantings on Twitter. And it's all about, it's going to be a new 1776.
Yep.
And yeah, this is actually possible.
The tweet. I rarely troll Bedondi. I rarely go at it with him. I know you like to. And granted, I admit that it's a hell of a lot of fun.
It's fun.
But his tweet right now at the very top says, "All Patritos that can arm up, go to Oregon and support these patriots taking a stand against the tyrannical BLM."
And I
of course responded. I said, "Patritos, my favorite Mexican place out by the airport."
Oh my God! It really does say that.
Patritos. You know what? Honestly, I absolutely love the tamales there.
That is the best thing ever. All Patritos.
Patritos.
Holy crap!
And then of course I did, because kind of like the interview that we did with him, I can mock him, but then I just deep down I just want to punch him in his face. So I wrote after that, I'm like, please, Dan, please get your guns and go on out there, because there's nothing I would enjoy more than starting off my 2016 by seeing the feds shoot you in the face.
Oh my God, this is brilliant. I'm retweeting this with the hashtag Patritos.
Yep. Yeah, totally.
All Patritos. New from Nabisco. All natural corn Patritos. And then you can try corn Patritos minis for lighter snacking. Holy crap. Well, there you go. That's all you need to know.
I did it too. I did the exact same thing. I just
Patritos. Oh my God, that is brilliant. By the way, thanks to all of our Patreon subscribers for downloading our
Patreon subscribers.
That's right. For downloading and listening to our Best of Bedondi segments for the week of Christmas and the week of New Year's. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun to go back down memory lane like that. Yeah. So anyway, so I mean, these are Bedondi's people.
These are totally benign, these people.
I'm surprised he hasn't started a GoFundMe to fly his fat ass, his fat hairless ass, out to Oregon to join the guys.
Yeah, and he will.
He will.
he'll get Jones to pay for it. He'll get Alex Jones to pay for it.
Well, so here's exactly what's happening. In case you're just now getting back into the swing of things with news and politics and everything like that, it's basically, here's the situation. There were these two guys, brothers, of course, Dwight and Stephen Hammond. Oh, no, father and son, Dwight and Stephen Hammond. They were convicted of starting fires on public lands, which is like government lands that basically are run as sort of a trust for the taxpaying public. And that's the way most land does. It's like the National Park Service. All that land is controlled by the government, but it belongs to the people in a sense.
Pretty much did it to cover up their poaching.
Exactly. So, but that doesn't mean that you can go on to like Yellowstone National Park property and start burning crap.
Exactly.
You just can't. There are rules because it's meant for the enjoyment of everybody. And if you start just willy-nilly doing whatever the hell you want because of your ridiculous backwoods mouth-breathing interpretation of the Constitution, then you're going to get sanctioned for it legally. And that's what happened to Dwight and Stephen Hammond. So now the bunch of their buddies who turned up at it's basically like a kiosk or so. It's a little tiny building, which is the headquarters of this Malheur. How do you pronounce it? Malheur? Is that what you're saying?
Dude, you're asking me.
The Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. So they've taken over the little visitor center, I guess it is.
Exactly. What a revolution this is.
And they're buying, they're buying lots of snacks. Actually, no, they're not buying snacks. They're stuck. They don't have enough snacks. Asking for snacks.
Clearly thought this through.
Yeah, I'm not making that
up. You know what, though? The Lord will provide.
They totally need snacks. They issued this message asking for snacks. This is from a guy who's part of the whole thing. He said, attention share. Anyone that wants to send any supplies can send them to General Mail, John Ritzheimer. We're going to hear from John Ritzheimer here in a second. Or Blaine Cooper in Burns, Oregon, 97720.
Hold on. Is that General Mail as in like the post office mail? Or is that General Mail as in like someone is calling himself? I'm General Mail. I'm in charge of this platoon.
I'm General Mail. Make that care of Captain Crunch.
Right. I'm in charge of this platoon. Because I already heard one jerk off refer to himself as Captain Maroney.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and there was also
And of course, the Mormon reference is good.
And if it was the Mormon, Latter-day Saints are saying, no, this is a bad idea, don't do this. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, we don't care. This goes on, the snack request goes on to say, we do not stand for fame or fortune, which they do. Ask the Bundys who turned up for exactly that, fame and fortune. We do this for our children and for their freedom. We do this for your children and their freedom. We don't want your money. If you have supplies or snacks, they love to say. Maybe
those militia folks, they really do love their snacks.
Yeah, what we should do is send them bags and bags of Potritos.
Uh-huh, exactly.
If you have any supplies or snacks or anything that may be used to this stand, then please send them to the address above. There is also a donation tab at rogueinfidel.com.
Wow.
I just love the...
Now his watch has ended.
There's a picture floating around. I saw it at littlegreenfootballs.com, and it's a picture of their supplies, and it looks like it's in like a weight room. So there's like a crappy old weight bench. And then there's like some various boxes with some snacks in there, but it's clearly not enough to feed these guys. Clearly,
and they're on a wildlife sanctuary. So if they go out and start shooting things,
yeah,
just keep on racking up those federal charges, boys.
They need snacks. So by all means, send them through the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah, send them some Potritos, some Cool Ranch Potritos, and some Funyuns.
Cool Ranch Potritos. That is so awesome. Potritos. So they need snacks. So feel free to send snacks. And by the way, don't put poop in the bags of snacks. I'm not recommending that you do that. I'm just saying don't put any poop in the boxes with snacks and then send it to these guys. That would be rude. And as hilarious as it would be, as wonderful it was as it would be, and as often as we would mention here on the show that people were sending them poop in boxes and marked as snacks, then, we might have an issue with that. Make sure to preserve your self-respect and dignity by not sending poop to the ranchers disguised as Petritos. All right, so back to what we were saying. I mean, there's some background on these guys. Basically, the Bundy guys turned up, the two Bundy brothers. Well, who is it? Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy. Ryan,
you gotta, you gotta love that Clive and Bundy actually named one of his kids Ammo.
Son of Clive and Bundy, the Nevada retro.
It's Ammo plus an N.
Ammo with an N. Yeah, almost there. According to NBC News, he lives in Phoenix and runs the Valet Fleet Service, which, by the way, requested a loan from the federal government of $530,000. That came out today in Mother Jones. Ammon Bundy runs a Phoenix-based company called Valet Fleet Services LLC, which specializes in repairing and maintaining fleets of semi-trucks throughout Arizona. On April 15th, 2010, tax day as it happens, Bundy's business borrowed $530,000 through a Small Business Administration loan guarantee program. The available public record does not indicate what the loan was used for or whether it was repaid. The SBA website notes that this loan guarantee was issued under a program, quote, to aid small businesses which are unable to obtain financing in the private credit marketplace. The government estimated that this subsidy could cost taxpayers $22,000. Bundy did not respond to an email request for comment about the SBA loan. So the government is bad except when you need a loan.
Are they, they are Mormon, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are.
The Bundys. Okay, yeah. All right. There's this tenet in Mormonism, or at least there was. I don't want to disparage the entire Mormon church, but there was for a long time called Bleeding the Beast. And Mormon elders said that one of the things that needed to be done by the faithful was to do whatever they could to get, even though they hated the federal government, do whatever they could to get money out of the federal government or to exploit the federal government for their own good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, asking for money, to us, it's hypocritical. To them, it may very well be religious doctrine.
Yeah. Well, and meanwhile, there's this the big question, and I think we're going to take a break and come back and really dive into this aspect of the whole thing, which is, why the hell are they still in there? Why haven't they at least been tear gassed out of that place?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, for God's sake, we're talking about a law enforcement system that shoots unarmed black people in the back as they're running away from the cops.
Yeah.
And these guys, it's like 12 guys in a visitor center at a wildlife refuge in Eastern Oregon. And the law enforcement is like, I don't know.
Because they can't, you can't make these people martyrs.
Yeah,
because I guess what that's they true. Really want, even though they're, even though I guarantee they'd be terrified if you really sort of up the ante in terms of military power of bringing hardware against them.
Yeah,
what they want is they want that confrontation. They want everyone to see that confrontation because this is the spark that starts the revolution.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break and come back and talk about the real serious inconsistency in the reaction to all of this and whether or not that inconsistency is justified. I don't think it is, but we're going to talk about it after a short break, back right after this. Okay, let's talk about Harry's Razors. One great way to start the new year is by saving money, and I know how to save you a bunch. Go to harrys.com and buy your shaving supplies there. There's a reason stores keep their blades locked in one of those glass cases. It's because they're so overpriced, some people have done bad things to get them. The rest of us just went to the counter and paid too much. But with Harry's, we can all get high-quality, German-engineered five-blade cartridges delivered to our doorsteps for half the price of Gillette. Half the price, and without leaving the house. Because with Harry's, there's no middleman. The blades go right to you from the factory. And if you use the code REALM at checkout, that's R-E-L-M, Harry's will knock an additional $5 off your first order. I shaved with Harry's this morning, just as I have every day for months, and I couldn't be happier with the quick, smooth, and comfortable shave and with the money I save. I even subscribe to have the blades automatically sent on a schedule I set, and I can adjust it at will. Join me and the millions of other guys who have switched to Harry's, and a lot of their wives and girlfriends as well, by the way. First-timers, get this great Harry's razor, three cartridges, a blade protector, and Harry's shave gel for just $10. But only if you check out with the code REALM, R-E-L-M, at harrys.com. That's H-A-R-R-Y-S.com.
Scandal.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Bite your tongue. This is Patty Smythe, the warrior on the Bob and Chez Show.
I had a big picture of Patty Smythe on my wall when I was like a teenager, mostly because she was really, really hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this song, deeply problematic. There's a deeply problematic lyric in this song somewhere. I think people know the song, know the lyric. I don't know if we'll get to that lyric in this this clip, but you know.
Now I have to know. Does she say, like, rape me?
She says something about jungle jive.
Oh,
I don't need a stereo or jungle jive.
Ah, I see.
Deeply, deeply problematic. Deeply
problematic. Yeah. I'm going to protest that song now that came out 30-something years ago.
I don't know who wrote it, but someone wrote something to the effect of 2015 being the year in which the First Amendment started to die. Because so many people, and replaced by personal comfort. I think that was the idea.
Sure. No, I like that. That sounds about right.
It's the end of free speech and the beginning of the personal comfort era.
What I was going to say before we went to break is the impetus for all of this was the fact that no one was arrested in the Clive and Bundy standoff.
Yeah.
Now, federal agents had no choice but to defuse that situation because, honestly, there would have been a bloodbath.
Oh, yeah.
They had to back off.
Yeah.
They had absolutely no choice. But once it was over, they should have arrested half of those f***ing people.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
The guy with the sniper rifle on the freeway overpass.
Yeah.
Kick in your door at 4 a.m. You're under arrest. Yeah, I mean, they should have, honestly, these people should have been made to pay for their crimes.
Yeah.
Pointing a weapon at a federal agent is a federal offense.
Well, that was my point of view.
You cannot get away with that. And when they weren't arrested, all these idiots, all these fucking clowns said, well, you know what? I guess we can just do this. I guess that as long as we have enough guns, we can do whatever we want. We can violate whatever law we want. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, my first reaction yesterday, and we actually were emailing back and forth about this yesterday, was that why hasn't that happened yet? I mean, why hasn't there been a bloodbath yet? Considering what's been going on, it seems like that's the logical conclusion to draw. That at some point, you know, law enforcement is just going to say, F you, bam, 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 because, and then suddenly there's a bloodbath.
Because they don't want another Ruby Ridge and they don't want another Waco.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that spawns more of this shit.
Because, I mean, I really felt like yesterday, I was going, I think I wrote this for Addicting Info. If these bastards want to fight, and if they want to die for their stupid cause, give it to them. They've seized our land, mine, yours. It's time to stop b***ing around and show them they're not above the law just because of their, and let's face it, their privilege. Because this is not, if this was a group of Black Lives Matter, armed BLM activists, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? I mean, and again, this show is co-hosted by someone who was pepper sprayed in the face in Ferguson by law enforcement, and that'd be Chez. So, you know, where is that kind of treatment? And obviously, there's...
I did think about that. I genuinely did. I really did think, like, you know, I rarely bring up, like, you know, like I'm some kind of martyr or something, but yeah,
but
I got pepper sprayed as somebody covering the story, and these assholes get a walk.
That's right.
You know, they got a walk last time, genuinely a walk. Not like I said, defusing the situation needed to be done. I understand why they backed off. They didn't have a choice. But after that, it should have been, you know what? Every one of you people is going to be rounded up. You don't get away with that. F*** you. You broke the law.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was had a brief discussion, again, going back to Dan Bedani here for a second. I had a brief discussion with Dan Bedani on Twitter, which is basically me just like being a jackass to him and just running circles around him, just like waiting for the steam to come out of his ears. And so I said to him, I mean, how do you think that this is going to turn out? You and a bunch of yokels versus the United States military. How is that not going to turn into a bloodbath? And then I said, Reno, read your history. Last time this happened between 1861 and 1865, it was a bloodbath. And that was a full-fledged military that actually acted on behalf of the South, on behalf of the secessionist states. and it turned into a disaster. They lost big time. Federal government troops had one arm tied behind their back in that conflict, and if the other arm had been let loose, it would have been a disaster for the South. And he's like, and of course, Badani completely missing the point. Said, "Stop, stop! This isn't the Civil War. This is a revolution." And I was like, you know, you moron. You read your history, you shaved monkey.
You know what's scary?
What?
What's really scary here is that every time I see a picture of these clowns with an AR-15, that just pisses me off.
Yeah,
we've allowed morons, anti-government morons like Dan Bidondi to own arsenals.
Yeah.
And that's why this is happening. Mm-hmm. We've given them the ability to rise up and hold our troops, hold our law enforcement at bay.
Yeah. Ironically enough, spending all kinds of federal resources, all kinds of federal taxpayer money to thwart the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because that stuff, you don't have federal forces out there, FBI and so forth, free of charge. They have to be paid. They demand salaries. FBI agents do. You know, they have materials and resources that they require. You know, but I said to Dad, I said, look, the South in the Civil War considered themselves to be engaging in a second American Revolution. To them, it was a revolution.
Right.
But he's just going by the name. Well, Civil War is different from revolution. you moron. But that's the way these people, they're so utterly over the top delusional. And then that's what I'm in that phase right now where I'm looking at them and I'm going, sort of like we've done in the past, but this time just all new for 2016. Wow, they're full of shit.
Yeah.
And in a second here, probably in the third segment of the show, we're going to start playing this audio clip of this one guy, this one militia leader who put together a farewell video
for
himself. Yeah, it's unbelievably hilarious. Yeah. It's just like his farewell address that he recorded in his car. And it's this guy.
Farewell address, which you remove the dumb yokel, and it may as well be ISIS.
Yeah, it's John Ritzheimer. He's also the guy who organized one of the Draw Muhammad contests. This guy's just an instigator. And he's in his car, and he's so serious, and he's so sincere. And he's giving a farewell address to, like, his wife and his kids. I mean, he actually says that he couldn't be around for Christmas and New Year's because he was busily getting ready for this. He couldn't be with his family for the holidays because he was doing this.
Right, because he was fighting tyranny, because America is so all-out terrible. This can do anything he wants. He
right.
can own as many guns as he wants. He can go anywhere he wants. He can do. His life is fucking awesome. But no, he's got to fight against that.
Then he's going to write to you and say, "I can't see my kids no more."
Yeah, right. Exactly. They're all children.
They really
are.
They're
all petulant, whining little babies.
Before we take a break, here's a little something from our friend Rocky Mountain Mike, who put this together, and I think it's quite appropriate for our Monday show.
New Year's Eve already, I was just in that right-wing nut job dream. We were so pissed at Obama, we just grabbed our guns and started being mean. But I can't. Guess my demands won't get made. These are the days when everybody says I should get laid. It's just another Clyde in Monday. It went until Monday. I loaded up my Hyundai, filled it full of guns day. It's just another Clyde in Bundy.
Loaded up my Hyundai. My favorite lyric right there. Thanks to Mary in Ann Arbor and Rocky Mountain Mike for that one. All right, we're going to take a short break, come back, and talk about this ridiculous guy and his farewell address before he goes off to fight.
Without snacks.
Without snacks, yes, exactly. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon page? It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like our post-mortem shows, memberships to the After Party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll bring you new shows every weekday. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at bobseska.com. Let's do this thing.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
By the way, just because the holidays are over doesn't mean you can stop shopping at Amazon.com through our Amazon link. Our second half of today's show is brought to you by just that, the BobSuska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon, enter the site using our link just below the logo at BobSuska.com. We get a small commission from everything you buy. It costs you nothing and helps support the show. Thank you for that in advance. And okay, so let's get into this this tape of this guy, John Ritzheimer. He recorded, on his way to Oregon, he recorded this video as a farewell address. And it's so sappy.
Yeah, the stupid melodrama.
The melodrama.
The f***ing melodrama.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Here's militiaman John Ritzheimer. And again, let's get a little bit background on Mr. Ritzheimer. Where's this information? The man who staged an anti-Muslim rallies like the 2015 Draw Muhammad cartoon competition is also involved in the takeover of the Oregon Wildlife Refuge. Ritzheimer called a recorded address to supporters one of the tougher videos he has had to make, explaining why he believed the Oregon standoff was worth forfeiting spending the holidays with his family. Quote, I do not want to be up here having to deal with this, but if you do not spearhead with this and take a stand, it is going to set a new precedent across the U.S., Ritzheimer said. When we united and you take that stand, there is no stopping us. That is exactly as printed. Ritzheimer has engaged in a plethora of anti-government, anti-Islamic activities over the past few years. He threatened to make citizens' arrests against lawmakers who supported the Obama administration's nuclear agreement with Iran, most notably Senator Debbie Stabenow, Democrat of Michigan. And in November, the FBI issued a warning that Ritzheimer was planning to potentially travel to Hancock, New York, a community with a substantial Muslim population. In a video preempting his trip, the New York Daily News reported Ritzheimer said, F you, Muslims. We're going to stop at virtually every mosque along the way, flip them off, and tell them to get effed. The video also included Ritzheimer displaying his handgun. Well, now Ritzheimer has recorded this stupid, stupid video. Let's just dive into this.
It's going to be one of the tougher videos I've had to make.
You know what? We need some music accompaniment to this.
Exactly, yes.
Some music accompaniment, please.
Sure.
I'm going to start off with my family. I love you. My beautiful wife. God. I know I never said it enough. I'm so proud of the mother you've become.
What a this guy is.
Really, really.
I'm so proud of you. You're such a good mom to our girls.
Good God. Wait, you know, I'm going to stop this now. Aren't these the guys who are constantly lecturing black men to do a better job raising their children?
Yeah.
For God's sake, he's running off to make make-believe, playing dress-em-up out in the wilderness of Oregon. Right? Nothing good is going to come out of this. There's not going to be any revolution.
Right.
They're not. It's just going to be a laughing stock, and may end in a bloodbath, which is not going to be funny. But that's. I mean, there's no way any of this works.
Right. Nothing, because nothing is more important in these people's lives than their delusion. Nothing.
Right.
That is the thing that makes them feel important, like they matter. It's the same thing Bidondi did. Remember? Yeah. I mean, you made the joke earlier, but yeah, you know what Bidondi. Essentially, I don't know if he still does, but for a while, he couldn't see his kids.
Yeah, I can't see my kids no more.
I can't see my kids no more. You know, he couldn't see his children. And I gave him such shit for that because it's How would you possibly put anything above your relationship with your children?
That's right.
But no, because first of all, this thing that they have is so amazingly selfish, mm-hmm. because they get so much of their self-worth from that.
Yeah.
Obviously, their guns are an integral part of their identity, and this need to go off and fight this invisible phantom bull war that they've got in their head, that's a huge part of their identity. Yeah. That makes them feel like they matter.
Yeah.
Because to be very honest, outside of that, they don't fucking matter. They're nobodies.
Yeah, they're nobodies.
Nobody gives a crap about them.
They're out there playing paintball. They're out there playing grab ass is
all
they're doing.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, paintball wasn't enough for these clowns, so they've got to have real ammunition and pretend that they're really making a difference. And again, like I said before, the thing that really bothers me most is this whole, oh, you know what, man, it's tyranny. Tyranny.
Tyranny.
Dude,
right.
You were able to get in your fucking F-150 and drive out to Oregon, which nobody stopped you at the border of each state, you know, with your truck packed with guns, I'm sure,
yeah.
and shoot a video on your iPhone and send it back to your, you know, send it off and post it to YouTube,
right,
the internet, and send it off to your wife and kids. And, you know, you could do all of this. You know why? Because you are completely free. You're free to be as much of an asshole as you want.
Yep.
That is legal and free in this country.
Posting his videos, by the way, on an internet that was basically created by the government.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, send snacks via the U.S. Postal Service.
Yep, exactly. Perfect.
While you're driving on your socialized highways.
Yeah, socialized highways. Exactly. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. These people are so abundantly free.
Yeah.
They are free. The government has made it free for them to allow household appliances to rust in their front yards until they die. They are completely free. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yep.
And it's so astonishingly petulant and childish to say, well, you know what, there's this one little thing over here that I'm not allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And tyranny! That's all you got.
Yep.
That's all you got. You can't you can't set fire to federal land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tyranny.
I mean, okay, just another little bit of history before we get back to this crybaby's little address here. Robert E. Lee had about 250,000 soldiers at Gettysburg. Couldn't defeat the U.S. Army. You know, these guys, 12 guys,
yep.
in a fucking visitor center.
Yeah.
With not enough snacks.
And according to reporters who are on the ground there, mm-hmm. and this could have changed, but according to reporters who are on the ground there in Oregon, it's not 150 people. It's a few dozen. That's what at least the reports as of yesterday said.
Unbelievably stupid, and they're just going to fail. They're just going to fail. Let's actually, you know what? We're going to knock out the last break now and then come back and wrap up this video because it's too goddamn good. Back right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius. Doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Yep, welcome back to the show. By the way, I was off big time in the size of the Confederate Army at Gettysburg. It was 68,000 people.
I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have known anything like that. I would have said like 12 people.
All this new information pushes the old information out of my head. I knew that at some point. a couple of years ago. Forgot it. All right. Anyway, so moving on. Let's get back to this this tape of this guy with his farewell video before he goes off to play grab ass with his buddies. You know, clearly because the laser tag facility was closed over the weekend because of the holidays. Let's get back to this.
My daughters, Maddie and Lily. I love you so much. You're only 3 and 5 now, and you have no idea.
He's crying.
Your daddy swore an oath.
Oh my God.
He swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution.
Are you in the military? Because if you're not, shut the f*** up.
Exactly.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's why he couldn't be with you on Christmas. That's why I can't be with you on New Year's.
Jesus Christ.
I miss you so much, and you need to be good for your mom. So after they did their time and they were set out with their families, they're out living their lives thinking it's all over with. And now they're being ordered to come back and finish out up to 5 years.
I have no idea what that meant.
And it's disgusting.
He's talking about the Hammonds. What this is supposedly, all
right. Yeah.
Is that they did their time. They did like 3 or 4 months, something like that, for setting these federal lands on fire. Mm. But there's a mandatory minimum of 5 years. So. Yeah. A higher court overturned that and has ordered them back to jail.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I got
it. Which, by the way, you know what? Legitimately, maybe that's something that needs to be looked into.
Well,
you know,
certainly.
I mean, a little bit crappy to be like, all right, look, this is what you got sentenced to. Oh, no, what? You got to go back to jail. Yeah. But obviously, that's just a excuse.
Sure it is.
It's just an excuse for them to do this, to ramp up the cosplay.
But yeah, by the way, mandatory minimums. Welcome to the party here, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
On mandatory minimums, for f***ing sake. We're talking about mandatory minimums for drug offenders.
White people aren't used to that, but
I know. That's just what I was going to say. Black people have been systematically screwed by mandatory minimums for the last 30 years. Suddenly these guys are tossed in jail for whatever the hell they were doing. Setting fires on public land and now mandatory minimums, boo, can have that. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So here's despite claims that Cliven Bundy that there are 150 armed militiamen now occupying a federal building in Oregon, his son Ammon Bundy has only about 20 people. Three of Cliven Bundy's sons reportedly broke into and took over the whatever the hell that is,
Visitor
National
Center.
Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah.
Every time I see that, it's like reading Tolkien. I'm like, oh, that guy, that character. I don't,
right.
I recognize the name, but I'm not going to try to pronounce it.
Yeah.
The men reportedly are heavily armed, have taken children into the occupied area.
Oh God, human shields. That's why that is.
Of course they are. They're doing the same thing that Jagoff did at Ruby Ridge, and the same thing that the Branch Davidians did.
Yep. By the way, there's another group that, you know, this Ammon Bundy presented his list of grievances today, his redress of grievances.
You know, we're past Festivus.
That's right. Followed by the feats of strength. Ammon Bundy presented the grievances today, and those grievances also endorsed by the Central Oregon Constitutional Guard, the Oregon Oath Keepers, and this is a real group. The Oregon Bearded Bastards also endorsed. Nothing instills fear upon the federal government than the Oregon Bearded Bastards. Send your Petritos to the Oregon Bearded Bastards, care of Burns, Oregon. God, these people are just so effing stupid. Just the delusion oozes out of this video. We got 35 more seconds.
Exactly. No, the delusion and the delusion of grandeur is the important thing to keep in mind here.
Mm-hmm.
The just dripping with self-importance.
Exactly. Like, we're doing this. I'm sacrificing my time with my daughters and my beautiful wife because Hammond's in jail. Yep. Constitution. And they just start rallying up. Bechtel. Raytheon. just starts with. But, of course, it's just whining and crying. Like a bunch of crybabies. All right, here's the last of the John Ritzheimer thing because I love it so much. We may just play this every week.
Dwight, he's so old he may die in there.
Uh-oh. Without a
and
snack.
And I'm hoping he sees this video.
Is that his dog?
Because it's real simple, Dwight. Do you want to die in prison? Labeled as a terrorist by these oppressors?
Oh, it's Dwight Hammond.
Or do you want to die out here with us as a free man?
Oh, my God.
I want to die a free man.
What a f***ing asshole.
Really? The big sniff at the end.
just the melodrama.
Oh, I know.
That he's doing something so important, and he's not. He's completely free. Shut up.
And this is, by the way, you notice he's doing the report for, he's doing the video in his car, Dan Badani style.
Of course he is. That must be like part of the booklet, the AP style book that comes out from Alex Jones.
That's right. Shoot all your videos in the car while you're driving down the highway at beyond the speed limit speeds.
Because that's a way to get back at the man.
Okay, I'm here in my car. Let's say before I drive to the wildlife refuge and where there aren't enough snacks, by the way, government is denying us of snacks. So say goodbye. Goodbye to old people. Goodbye to my wife. Beautiful wife. Goodbye to my two lovely kids. I'm sorry I didn't spend Christmas with you or New Year's Eve. I hope you enjoyed the ball drop because I'm out here freezing my ass off. This is a big mistake. Could someone please get me out of here? I ran out of gas. I'm stuck in this wildlife refuge. All I have was my gun and a bunch of guys everywhere. No one told me it was just me guys. I mean, there's gotta be a couple women here. Anyway, goodbye, cruel world. I'm going down.
All right.
They've taken over. Sad. Yeah. We're about to make a really big statement by taking over a gift shop.
That's right. It's like, you know, 1861, Fort Sumter, 2016, teeny tiny gift shop in the middle of effing nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere. Yep.
Oh, God. Okay, so by the way, Alex Jones thinks it's a false flag.
Oh yeah, you saw that coming. Yeah, that's the natural sort of slapback from this.
Yes, of course.
The immediate echo that you knew you were the media echo you knew you were going to hear.
Here's a little sampling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alex Jones did his own report from Phoenix, Arizona, for some reason.
Oh, thank God.
He looks like he's standing in the desert in Phoenix. And of course, it's a typical Alex Jones thing. This is the portent of the end of the world, right? Because of the stock market. There's a stock market turmoil thing happening today. By the way, that's the technical term for it, a stock market turmoil thing. Did I just say that? Yes, I've been off from the show for 2 weeks and I can't speak. Okay, so here's Alex Jones talking about the end times and how this whole thing in Oregon is part of the end times.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't let Obama be successful when it comes to starting civil unrest and riots in this country.
It's all Obama's fault. Obama has sent these guys out to have their little fun and games, their little paintball tournament on federal lands. All Obama, totally Obama's fault.
We'll use that as a civil emergency to bring in a type of soft martial law like Europe has done after they brought in all the jihadis and allowed them to attack.
Yeah, that's the worst kind of martial law, a soft martial law.
Yeah.
Martial law in need of Viagra. Soft, what soft martial law? ridiculous. This is the same line that he used about the Jade Helm thing. It's like, it's all a precursor to soft martial law.
By the way, you know, let's just say this now. Let's just put it out there, since we're not going to have a show tomorrow. This is only the beginning.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow, all of these people are going to lose their fucking minds.
Why is that?
Because Obama is announcing executive actions on guns tomorrow.
Oh, that's
right. An executive action on guns.
That's right. That's going to be it.
They are going to, they are, the freak out you will hear will be, you'll be able to, honestly, I live here in LA, I'll be able to stick my head out the window and hear it.
It's going to be a beautiful thing. Fox News Channel.
Alex Jones's head will explode.
Yeah.
This is what I've been warning you about.
I've been telling you all along there's going to be soft martial law, and you know, it is a little better than turgid martial law, but you're going to get soft martial law, and it's still martial law.
You know why it's soft martial law? Because they're putting that fluoride in the water. You can't get hard anymore.
That's right.
You people are sick. Scum!
back to Alex Jones and the soft martial law that Obama is going to bring about because of something, something, something.
The stage is set for classical martial law in the United States.
It's classical martial law. I thought it was soft martial law.
I'm a big fan of the classical martial law radio station here in Hawaii. Plays good stuff.
It's way,
really
way.
The WCIM, too.
Way, way low on the dial. What is it, 95.1, something like that? Your classical martial law station. Jesus.
George Soros, who's overthrown many other countries using similar divide and conquer tactics, is on record funding Black Lives Matter and other groups, and the mainstream media is trying to exacerbate tension in local communities. And out of this crisis, they intend to bring in the, quote, Strong Cities UN initiative that globalizes, internationalizes local government.
Not wrong, stupid, dumb, dumb, wrong. There's nothing to do with the UN taking over your local communities. Is everything, you know what that is? It's about preventing a terrorist attack. It's about like preventing ISIS from shooting up a movie theater. You know, that's what the Strong Cities Initiative is all about. For God's sake. Because, of course, that's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with martial law. It's the same with their Agenda 21 fantasies.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
stupid.
this is all nonsense.
Yep, yep. We don't need to play any more of Alex. I mean, that's enough, Alex.
And this is the kind of nonsense, though, that I know people say this. I know that you've heard everybody from Alec Baldwin to Rush Limbaugh has made a comment like this before.
Yeah.
But I really am kind of there. Like, if I could, if I didn't have a daughter, a young daughter who I need to be able to see at this stage of her life, I'd bail. I would. I'd move to some other country.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're a fucking zoo now, man. We really are.
I mean, it's really getting to the point where, and we've talked about this for a while now, but it's really getting to the point where it's becoming a failed experiment.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It absolutely is.
Where,
you know, in spite of all the, when you think about it, all the really incredible progressive moves that Obama has made in the past 7 years, 8 years now, you know, it's really an astonishing thing.
Yeah. He's been an eminently fair president.
Of course. And look at what he's been against. People calling him a gay Kenyan. People, the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. And, you know what, he's pure evil. And just,
Jesus.
These people, the idea that the people like Alex Jones, people like, what the hell his name is, the guy who recorded the Moshe
John, idiot. John Wertheimer, yeah.
Yeah, right, that
John
guy.
Wertheimer.
The fact that they have any kind of voice in our society, that they haven't been laughed out of the country, that they haven't been laughed off the planet, and they have the ability, especially because they're armed, to do real damage. That makes me feel, for lack of a better term, that makes me feel not safe. And I don't say that like the college liberal way of feeling not safe. Like, I don't like the fact that, you know, you microaggression to me.
Yeah.
I mean genuinely not safe.
Well, you know,
these people are dangerous. They're dangerous idiots.
The upside might be that there is some infighting erupting within these militia groups. Like, the Hammond family has distanced itself from Bundy family. And then the Oath Keepers are distancing themselves from the Hammonds and the Bundys.
How wonderful.
It's absolutely absurd. Meanwhile, the Oath Keepers are calling it a false flag. So if it's a false flag, then the Bundys and the Hammonds must be federal actors.
Right. Like exactly. The crisis actors.
The crisis actors. The Bundys
are crisis actors.
That's right. So it's all fake. So now, who are we supposed to believe? Are the Oregon bearded bastards also part of this? Are they also agents of the government, crisis actors?
I'm just really hoping that somehow Clive and Bundy really gets drawn into this again so that I can hear one more thing he knows about the Nigra.
The Nigra, that's right. Always want to learn more about the Nigra.
Yes, one more thing. Let me tell you one more thing I know about the Nigra.
The Nigra.
Oh, man. I remember that moment. It was such a beautiful thing. As soon as that came out of his mouth, it was just like, oh, crap, that's so good. Oh, say that again. Please, please, that was beautiful. Of course you're a racist old tool.
All right, hey, we got a post-mortem show coming up. We're going to talk about some of the things we missed over the holidays. Ted Cruz's creepy holiday campaign ad, Trump's first TV ad, which is a big fat lie. Tornadoes, Miss Lindsay in the news, saying something sensible again. I can't believe this. Actually using obscenities. Sign up at patreon.com/Bob and Chez for the postmortem show and the after party and all that good stuff. We'll see you on the postmortem show, folks, and then again on Thursday. Bye-bye.